Today's podcast is sponsored by our friends at Worthy.com. Regular listeners will recognize Worthy from our episode 121, With This Ring, I Move On, where we interviewed our friend Judy Herbst.
Although your engagement ring may have once been loved, it usually sits unworn after divorce. Now you can think of it as an asset, something you can monetize and use that money to invest in yourself and your future.
Sell your ring the smart way on Worthy's online auction platform. They handle every facet of your sale in an entirely safe and secure manner.
And it's important to know that although Worthy gives you a recommendation on price, you alone set the amount you are willing to take for your ring.
Let Worthy help you get the best possible deal for the jewelry you've outgrown and embrace a fresh start. Go to their website, Worthy.com, to find out more.
That's Worthy.com, and tell them Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast sent you.
Coming today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast.
Mind power, not maybe in those words, but it has been taught for thousands of years in all of the great religions and spiritual movements, teachers, sages. But basically the concept is that our minds affect our environment.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today, I'm super excited about myself personally, is how to attract money using mind power with best-selling author, also known as the Attract Money Guru, James Goy Jr. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. So as Rebecca mentioned, we are quite excited today to have James Goy Jr., aka the Attract Money Guru, with us. He is the best-selling author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, a book that set a new standard for concise, no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point self-help books. In it, he condenses and simplifies abstract metaphysical concepts and powerful success principles, making this life-changing information accessible to everyone. James has thus far written 9 books, and I suspect there may be more to come. And you can also see him in the groundbreaking docudrama, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy. So we're excited to have him here today. We hope that we are going to think and grow rich with him. And welcome. Thank you for joining us today, James.
Well, thank you very much. And I do have an update for my bio. It's 10 books now.
Ooh. Congratulations.
With a few more in the works presently.
I was right. More to come.
Right. Definitely.
So welcome from me as well, James. I am so excited, especially because I just want to tell our listeners the story we were just talking about, which is that I've had this particular business coach. Her name is Kelly Townsend from Townsend Consulting Group. And Susan works with her now, too. She's amazing. And she very rarely says, oh, you should read this book, or, recommends authors. That's not really what she normally does. But this particular day, we were talking about Joe Dispenza, and I was saying, because she had given me his information years before. And I was saying, oh, I love Joe. Thanks for introducing me to him. And she goes, oh, if you like that, I have another one for you. She says, you've got to read this book. It's called How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. It's by a guy named James Goy Jr. And I wrote down your name and I thought, okay, I'm definitely going to look this up. And then we finished our session, our call, and I get off the phone and then I'm done with the call with her and I go to check my email. And here is an email from you saying, hey, consider me for your podcast. And I could not believe it. I mean, just the weirdest synchronicity. I mean, it was that, like, literally you must have been emailing me while she was giving me the name of your book. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
so crazy.
That's what I call synchronicity. And like I mentioned earlier to you, when you're in the flow, the universe, when you're doing good, but you're also using mind power because you know how things work behind the scenes. Stuff like that happens all the time. It never gets ho-hum though. It's always exciting, you know, like,
yeah,
but it keeps happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I personally have read a lot of law of attraction stuff. I've read all the Esther Hicks books and Wayne Dyer and, you know, even going back to Celestine Prophecy years ago, and I've read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And so I was super excited to come across your stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about your book as we go along here, but it's very concise. You've kind of distilled it down. But what I want to know is, how did you get started in this? You didn't just come out of the womb with this. So what was your journey with this?
Right. Well, I never knew anything about my present subject matter, you know, metaphysics, law of attraction, mind power, in my whole growing up life. I came to California a little over 40 years ago. I was 19 years old, and I started finding books on metaphysics and spirituality and occult and mind power, you know, just this whole world opened up to me, and I just started collecting books. I mean, bookstores and used bookstores and thrift stores and yard sales and swap meets. I mean, I was just everywhere. I couldn't believe. I was so excited by this new information because I wasn't a skeptic. Like, I had never heard of it, but as soon as I read my first few concepts, I thought, wow, this is what's been missing my whole life. I always felt as a child growing up that there was something really, really important that nobody was telling me. It's like, I can feel it. What is it? And I finally realized that I don't think they know either. And when I found this type of material, I realized, oh, mind is behind all of this. We're making this happen, only we don't know. And so I read hundreds of books, and but I first had the idea for this book, my first book, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, shortly before Y2K. I was living up in Oregon at the time, and that's when I wrote my first page, you know, a couple of pages with my working title and whatnot. And it took me 9 years on and off. I moved between states and all kinds of things, and I had to teach myself how to write. I had to teach myself how to type. I read hundreds of more books, collecting up hundreds of quotes, and I whittled it down to the 160 quotes I use in the book. But within a very short time of starting to learn all of that, what I was learning, I started teaching that also. So I was teaching this type of thing long before I wrote my book. But I just really wanted, when I first started learning these principles, my main way that I used it was money, because I had none. And I was just scraping by, from one job to another, close to homeless a few times and all of that. And so I wanted to, and people who would come to the lectures and things that I did, they would always ask questions like, well, I've been doing this metaphysics stuff for years, and I have the perfect house. I attracted the perfect mate or job or whatever it is. Why doesn't it work for money? And I thought, well, it does work for money. And I really was fascinated by that. So I wanted my first book to be just to cut through all of the fluff. I mean, you know, I didn't want people to have to read 200 or 300 pages to get, you know, 80 pages worth of content. So I made the book basically 80 pages, and it's 160, you know, quotes from other books in there. So really, I wanted to have the go-to book. If you're going to read one book on attracting money in your entire life, And I include every book, even the most famous ones, in that. If you're going to read one, I think this is the book. You can read it in a sitting or two. It leaves no stone unturned, really. And it's just an easy reference guide with a lot of backup and support from these other authors to tell you exactly what you need to do. I wanted it to be the go-to book, and I think it is. I first published it in 2007, republished in 2017, and I still think this is the one book on this subject that I would still recommend to anyone.
Yeah, I have to say, I read the book yesterday, and it is, you know, in the introduction, I said concise and to the point. It is, and I enjoyed that aspect of the book. But the thing that drew my attention, obviously, immediately was that title that you selected, and I suspect you did it purposefully, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. And I have to say, when I read the title, I didn't really understand what you meant by mind power, and I think it might be helpful to our listeners if you define that.
Certainly. Mind power, not maybe in those words, but it has been taught for thousands of years in all of the great religions and spiritual movements, teachers, sages. But basically, the concept is that our minds affect our environment. Now, any psychologist or psychiatrist today will tell you that if an individual influences their own subconscious mind, or has it influenced, whether it's mind control, advertising, whatever, or self-talk, or just, you know, having a positive attitude, that will affect the person's habits, attitudes, and even abilities. But the next step is that it actually, what we lead our subconscious minds to actually affects the world at large out there. In other words, yes, it will affect our own behavior and habits, our abilities, what we notice in our environment. We'll see, you know, opportunities we may have missed before. But it also goes out and it affects people, events, and circumstances at a distance. As you know, I quote 160 books. I start each chapter with a quote. And so really what it comes down to is subconscious belief. And so in the chapter on belief, I open it with this quote from Claude M. Bristol from The Magic of Believing, 1948. And he wrote, "Belief changes the tempo of the mind or thought frequency. Like a huge magnet, it draws the subconscious forces into play, changing your whole aura and affecting everything about you, including people and objects at great distances." So that in a, end quote. So that in a nutshell is mind power. We come to have beliefs and expectations and assumptions within our conscious mind and our subsequently our subconscious minds, and it absolutely affects the world and makes things happen out there. It could be on the other side of the planet. We have no idea that something we think today or visualize today or affirm today, something halfway around the world starts to happen a few days from now, that 2 months from now will come and be a material part of making what you thought of a reality. That's mind power. We're all using it all the time, day and night, ceaselessly. Most people don't know they're using it. They don't know about mind power. Once you know about it, then you can start to think and feel more strategically. Basically, when we're thinking or feeling or having images in our mind, that's the stuff of mind power. And so we learn how to harness that and use it in more productive ways.
It's so fascinating. And everyone who speaks on this subject says the same sort of thing. The way you say it is just much more distilled down and much more easy to digest and understand. But, you know, I mean, even back to like Galileo and Einstein and, you know, I mean, this is not a new concept, this idea of attracting and that you create your reality. I mean, Buddha even says our thoughts created our reality, right? So what I think can be a little bit tricky for people sometimes, though, is understanding that you have to feel that you have it now, even though you don't actually see it in your world. I think that's kind of tricky for people. So when you talk about attracting money using mind power, you kind of have to feel like you have that money. And you talk about that in your book, you know, with the beliefs and emotions, and you have exercises. Can you talk about how to actually attract money using mind power?
Right. Well, part of it is, and there's a chapter called Think and Feel as If. So a big part of it is actually, it's the as if principle, you know, act as if, think as if, feel as if, speak as if, which is a chapter in the book, and it's a phrase that I coined. But we're always either attracting or repelling money into our individual lives based on our thoughts and feelings, the images that we have in our minds. And of course, our thoughts and our feelings and the images we have in our minds color and shape our beliefs, and the belief is at the bottom of it all. So, but here's the thing, it's a deeper metaphysical understanding that a lot of people don't understand. They think, well, okay, so this is fake it till you make it. You know, you make believe that you have money. But, and I get into this much deeper in some of my other books, which are a lot more, you know, metaphysical and spiritual. But the concept here is that there's an old saying, you've probably heard it, thoughts are things. And it's in Think and Grow Rich. You know, it's in a lot of, there's a book by Prentice Mulford, Thoughts or Things, from the early 1900s or late 1800s. And people think, well, yeah, you know, in Napoleon Hill's book, they talk about transmuting thought into its material equivalent. But thoughts are not, people think, well, yeah, thoughts lead to things. Thoughts cause things. But no, thoughts are things. And when we have a thought of something, say it's an invention, or say, let's say it's money, say it's a certain amount of money in our bank account that we don't have, that sentence I just said is not true. We do have it because we've just created it in our minds. And my case is that what we create in our minds is actually more real than what's here. See, the real substance is in the world of thought and energy. So when we create that bank account, we've actually created the thing. And I can kind of prove this theoretically, that the thought is really the thing. The money in the bank is just a reflection of the real thing. And here's how I can prove that to you, is that the thought of the thing was real and existed before the money in the bank, the physical money in the bank. But the physical money in the bank was not real until the thought gave life to it. It sprang forth from that. The thought of the money could exist independent of the money in the bank. The money in the bank cannot exist without the thought that gave life into it and that indeed keeps it alive. Because if we lose that thought, we lose that belief, then we lose that money. So to attract money using mind power, of course, there's a lot of different techniques. We can talk about environment and affirmations, visualization, belief, expectancy, desire. There's just so many angles to it. I cover it from the mundane to the very spiritual and metaphysical, but it's really about your money mindset, chapter 4, money mindset. And your money mindset has to do with every thought and feeling that you have that has anything to do with money whatsoever. That is what I call your money mindset. And by developing and governing those thoughts and feelings, we develop and govern our finances. And it's all mental first. It's not about who you know, what you know, educational level, how much money you have in the bank. It's about nothing. It's not even about the economy at large. People make, you know, become millionaires and billionaires in the worst of economic times. It's about your mindset. So at the very core of it is your money mindset. And then there's all these little, these other ways that I teach in the book to, it's all about developing that money mindset.
We're going to take a quick break now to talk about our newest sponsor, Hello Divorce. Divorce is hard enough on its own. You're thrown into the legal system. You have no idea what you're doing. Hello Divorce understands that, and they offer an affordable, convenient online option for Californians. Easy form preparation, instant access to legal information, loads of articles, affordable, convenient, and low-stress divorce.
One of the things I love the most about Hello Divorce is the sheer number of options that it gives you. When you sign up for your free account, you get access to their curated library of tools and resources, and you also get a 15-minute free personalized divorce strategy session. They have a do-it-yourself option for divorce, but they also have an option that gives you your own legal document assistant who will handle your entire divorce start to finish for you. You can even hire the a la carte services of an attorney. Just to make sure you're on track, without having to pay an expensive retainer, you can purchase increments of time in as little as 30 minutes. So find out more at hellodivorce.com and be sure to let them know you heard about it at Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on how to attract money using mind power with the Attract Money Guru, James Goy.
This is the most cutting edge science on the planet is quantum physics, and quantum physics validates everything we've talked about thus far, everything in my book, and everything all of the mystics and the great spiritual traditions and religions have been saying for thousands of years. Now we're proving it in the laboratory that this is exactly the way things work.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including Till Facebook Do We Part, the impact of social media on divorce.
It's easy to forget the negatives of why a relationship broke up sometimes, and you know, you start talking to that person again, and then lo and behold, it seems like, oh, why did we ever break up?
And now we return to today's show.
You know, I'm thinking about this because we're talking about the metaphysical and about manifesting with your mind and the thoughts. And I know for some of our listeners, that may sound a bit, I'm going to use the technical phrase, woo-woo, you know, out there. You know, because there are a lot of people out there who are very science-minded or who feel that the world is very precise and orderly and, you know, does not exist from within but only without. But there's science behind what you're talking about, I believe. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the science behind what you're teaching?
Okay. Well, certainly, for thousands of years, sidestep science for a moment, everything that we talk about and that is in all of these great books and it's taught by all the great minds, you know, William James, Emerson, whoever you want to look at, it's been through observation and testing, you know, trying things out, seeing what works, observing ourselves and others. And that's scientific when you think about it, looking at the results of doing certain things, and different people do it and they get the same results. That's a scientific process, more or less. But today, in our present world, I am so excited about science because quantum physics is validating in the laboratory what the sages and mystics have been saying all along, that we are one with our environment. The observer and the observed are not separate. Thought affects material reality. Material reality in and of itself does not even exist. You know, we used to think there was solid little particles in atoms, you know, and this and that. There's nothing there. If you look deep enough into material creation, there's absolutely nothing physical about it. And this is all science. This is the most cutting edge science on the planet is quantum physics, and quantum physics validates everything we've talked about thus far, everything in my book, and everything all of the mystics and the great spiritual traditions and religions have been saying for thousands of years. Now we're proving it in the laboratory that this is exactly the way things work. And so I tell people, oh, you're of a scientific bent. You want to be proven. You want, you know, double blind studies and peer reviewed papers. Study up on quantum physics, because you will see that this is absolutely undisputed science. And the proof is here now.
Yeah, I remember Gary Zukav, who's a scientist, you know, he wrote a book called The Dancing Woolly Masters, like in the 70s, and it was all about this stuff. And he's like a Harvard physicist, you know, so good stuff. I mean, that's why I like Joe Dispenza's work, because he's a neuroscientist, and he actually breaks down the science behind what the neurons are doing and how like attracts like and all of that. And so, you know, I've heard so many teachers say, you know, be careful with your words because you're placing orders to the universe. You can't go around saying, I don't have any money, I don't have any money, I don't have any money, and then expect the universe to bring you the opposite, right? So
I have a chapter in the book, as you know, Speak As If. It's a phrase that I coined. The process, it really, when it comes to money in particular, is you always want to speak as if those financial circumstances you want to be true either are now or will be reality. That's it.
Yes. And so you have a lot of exercises in your book, too. Can you tell everyone why they should do the exercises and not just read the book?
Well, the exercises really make it real. And when we say exercises, we're talking about things that are very easy a lot of times, writing something down on a 3x5 card, you know, coming up with an affirmation, putting it somewhere you'll see it. Other exercises, or what I call my simple steps, I have six of them in each chapter, are making a list of something, you know, what you've been trying to accomplish, or, you know, things that you say that now that you need to change. It depends on the chapter you're in. But, you know, over the years, people would tell me, or you'd get the sense that, you know, they read this book, they read that book, that was 6 months ago, but they haven't done anything with it or about it. And part of the reason is that you look at some of these books and there's nothing really concrete. They don't say, get out a piece of paper, write this down, or do this every morning. And I just think that it makes it more immediate. You read the concepts in counsel, and you read what I have to say about the subject, and then you have immediately, there's six things you can do to implement and to start to put into practice and to start to benefit from that concept that you just learned about. And it's very powerful because now people say, you know, you can't just attract money with mind power, you know, or law of attraction. You have to do something. Now, that's true as far as it goes, but I like to tell people I've attracted even six-figure windfalls without really hardly doing anything, and the human mind is powerful enough that you could literally just sit in an attic room like I was at one time, where I attracted 2 six-figure windfalls within a 3-month period. I wasn't on the internet. I was locked away in this attic room with one small window down at one end, and I attracted that money. So it's not always that you have to do something, but most of the time you do. Even if it's one phone call, you're going to have to do something. And that's what these exercises help you to get right in there, hands-on, write an affirmation, put that card up where you're going to see it, and it just gets you involved in the process so that you don't make this like so many other books that you've read. If you've read a lot of these, whereas you read it and you get excited and you put it away, and a year later, nothing has changed. You do need to start doing something to stay in the mindset.
I have to say that was one of my favorite parts of the book, were the very concrete steps that you give in each chapter on, you know, you explain the concept, you give some quotes, and then you have these very concrete steps and exercises for people to take that they can immediately start. None of them are difficult. They may take some thought and some effort, but nothing so difficult that you can't take out your pen and get started right away. Many of them do involve writing things down or, you know, thinking outside your box. But there were a couple of chapters that really jumped out at me because they sort of went beyond where I think most of our listeners would be thinking mind power would go. Specifically, there was one chapter on organization, which, you know, in the world of Marie Kondo that we're living in these days where everybody is decluttering, I actually loved that chapter in your book because that's something that I enjoy doing. And then you had a chapter on self-image, which included things to do regarding your health. And we've had on, you know, health experts like Jen Giamo talking about, you know, how taking care of yourself physically can help you take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, and into your future. You know, what I was thinking was, what are some of the key exercises, either the writing or something more concrete externally, that people could take after listening to this show?
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the health angle, because, you know, people should understand that we do have a mind. Our mind is beyond our body. But we also have a physical brain, and we have to process everything through that brain. And if we have a sick, poisoned physical body, then we have a sick, poisoned physical brain. The same blood is running through our brain. So a big part of it is physical health. And I give people, and also in the chapter on personal energy, I give people ideas about how to improve their health. But, you know, some of the, you know, key exercises I think might end up being, you know, there's so many of them, like in the organizing chapter, if, you know, just something as simple as start a to-do list. A lot of people, I know people, they don't have a list of what they're going to do. It's so simple. Have a to-do list, have it every day, you know, get the most important things done. If we look at the, like affirmations, you sit down right now, you learn in the book how to write an affirmation, what it's composed of, the importance of keeping it concise, simple, in the present tense and all that, then you write it down. That could be one of the most important things you've done in the last 5 years, is to actually come up with something that you really want to do or that you really want to be true, formulate a concise affirmation about that, write that on a card, put it where you're going to see it every day. One affirmation can literally transform your life or have a huge impact. Many decades ago, I had I was $10,000 in credit card debt, and I had already been studying this stuff and even teaching it. And I thought, well, I need to get out of this credit card debt, and I need to use metaphysical techniques to do it, because nothing else is working. So when all else fails, go back to, you know, ground zero. I came up with this affirmation: all of my credit cards are completely paid off. So it was in the present tense, as if it already happened. It didn't have any reference to how it happened. I left the ways and means wide open. And I was doing the affirmation in the morning and in the evening, riding my bicycle to my low paying job as a caregiver to a developmentally disabled man at the time. And I just really lived and breathed that affirmation. About 6 weeks later, it was 4 to 6 weeks later, I received a gift for $10,000. Somebody actually, when they heard about the debt, they had just come into a whole lot of money, and they actually wrote me a check for $10,000 and said, here, and I put that in my bank account and paid off as each bill came in from the credit cards, I paid it off. And so just taking one simple thing like that from the book, sit down and write down an affirmation, you can have a huge result from that. So there's, you know, in the chapter on environment, we talk about getting your environment, your house organized, cleaning out the kitchen drawer, you know, getting rid of stuff you don't use. People should understand, it seems very simple, right? Go clean your kitchen drawer. Well, people don't really understand that our environment is us. And mind power is all about organization. Organization is all about, you know, prioritization, really. And what's most important to us. And when we make a small change like that in our outer environment, we've made that same change in our inner environment. So a lot of these, I think you kind of alluded to it, they're very, very simple. They're deceptively simple. They're deceptively, well, how can this matter? I'm going to go into my kitchen and clean out a drawer. How is that going to help? It's going to help in a huge way, in untold ways. And so that's why the book is very easy to read. You read it in a sitting or two. And some of the stuff is just so simple. I've simplified it so much that you won't even think, how could that help? but it does help. It's all extremely, and I've always been a fan of the concept that the truth is always simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. People are used to all of these big theories and pontificating, you know, teachers and this and that, not to detract from anyone else, but sometimes we just tend as human beings to make things a lot more difficult than they need to be. They can be very, very, very simple. And when they are simple and streamlined, they're much more powerful.
Well, you know, I always say if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So why not give it a try, right? So we're kind of out of time, but I just want to ask you the one question that I'm sure is burning on everybody's mind, and that is, do you have all the money that you want? Are you manifesting all the money that you want?
Yeah, now that's two different questions. I am manifesting all the money I want. I'm in the process. I don't have all the money I want. And I don't think that anyone who understands the great power of money, the great negative effect of inflation and things like that ever really, like, you know, like someone like Bill Gates doesn't get to the point where they say, okay, I can just go fishing now. You know, they're involved in the process. It's the process itself. But, you know, I just, you know, briefly, I made a decision that I would never work another job, that I would just do what I love to do. And I made that decision back in about 2006, when the family was $50,000 in credit card debt and going in deeper and each month and very close to losing our cards, I made that decision and I actually quit my job. And that, from that point, is where over the next 3-month period, I received 2 six-figure windfalls into the house that have kept me free ever since. So I definitely am in the process, but I did make that firm commitment that I would never again do anything for money that I wouldn't do for free because I love it. And so now I spend my days doing what I love, how I want to. I don't use an alarm clock, and the money is always there. The process definitely works.
Well, that's the best testimonial for your work that I think there could be. So it's really been wonderful talking with you. I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can reach out to you. And I think that you also have a free gift for them.
That's right. So just go to JamesGoijr.com. JamesGoijr.com. And there you can subscribe to my free monthly Mind, Power, and Money e-zine. And when you do, you get a free PDF copy of my book, Attract Money Forever, which is a very powerful book. It's a companion book to How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. And just again, it's James, GoijR.com. And there's a lot of other interesting things there on the website.
Well, thank you so much. I know that I can't wait to start attracting and manifesting all the money that I want. So, and I know our listeners will probably feel the same way. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Well, thank you too. I really have enjoyed this. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.